2025 Global Conference in Cape Town. We opened up the world for one another. By Anamika Konkola, a senior reporter with Youth Journalism International. Read by Anamika Konkola. Cape Town, South Africa. The experience of a Youth Journalism International Global Conference is valuable because, though it may sound cliche, it has remarkable ability of connecting students across the world. When each of us returns home, we bring with us vivid memories to share with their friends and family of a specific place, often one vastly different than what we're used to. Just as importantly, we carry a web of new friendships that spans continents. This year in Cape Town was the first time I had ever traveled south of the equator, and the first time I have met so many amazing people with such different yet deeply relatable lives. I'm leaving with stories, inside jokes, snacks and candy from around the world, and a sense of connection that's hard to put into words. I've formed friendships with students from Ghana, England, Pakistan, and many other corners of the globe. Through our conversations, sometimes late into the night or over early morning breakfasts, I truly feel we opened up the world for one another. In a time when division, fear, and misunderstanding feel so prevalent, experiences like this can ripple into completely transforming how we view ourselves and others. I feel so hopeful knowing that the people I met in Cape Town, thoughtful, brilliant, funny and kind, are going back to their communities around the world. They remind me that collaboration and mutual understanding can be effortless when we're given an opportunity to connect. Copyright 2025 Youth Journalism International. All rights reserved. If you enjoyed listening, please consider helping with a donation to support Youth Journalism International and its students around the world. Go to www.helpyji.org to make your online gift, and thank you. You can find more audio stories on the Youth Journalism International website, www.youthjournalism.org.